Thank you very much, board. Well, it's true. We are going to be hosting the next COP25 meeting in Santiago, and probably it's the last chance that we have to change the course of the world in this respect. Each generation has its own challenge, but I'm convinced that no generation has faced such an urgent and formidable challenge as we are facing now with respect to climate change and global warming. I think that this is really the battle of our lifetime. The human being is the smartest creature that lives in this planet. And at the same time, it's the only creature which is capable, and sometimes I think willing, to destroy our planet. And that's something that, of course, we cannot accept. That's why I think that the time for action has come. Political leadership is about doing what is good, what is right, for your people, for your country, for the world. Even when you are facing, or when your mission is unpopular, or where you are facing great difficulties. Today we are facing great difficulties. We have a problem with the weakened international economy, a trade or tariff war between the two superpowers, and many other problems. But I am absolutely convinced that this is something that we have to unite us to face and to confront together how to deal with this climate change, which is coming closer to a climate crisis. These difficulties cannot prevent us from acting together to force and to face these huge challenges that I was mentioning before. Leadership is also about balancing the competing interests of different groups. In this case, all those interests come together because it's a question of survival. I read some time ago many magazines publishing a picture of the planet Earth with the legend saying, let's save planet Earth. I think that they are wrong. It's not planet Earth which is at risk. Planet Earth has lived more than 4,300 million years and has faced and survived all kinds of catastrophes. What is really at risk is the survival of the human race in our planet. That's why I'm absolutely convinced that we have to take action. And I'm concerned about the results of the last scientific report that is telling us that the situation is much worse than what we thought, and it is worsening faster than what we thought. For instance, Science, United for Science, will come out with a report this week saying that the last 5 years has been the hottest 5 years in the history, in the known history of mankind, that the level of ocean is still rising, that the level of our emission of carbon is still rising, and that we are going in the wrong direction. I think that in front of that challenge, you have two options. One, wait and see and face the consequence. That's not the right option. The right option is that we need to act now, face the challenge, and try to change history while we still can do it. I think I'm very happy because what I've seen and heard during these days in New York is that the community and also the government have realized the huge responsibility that we have to do what has to be done and should have been done long before. So there's a change of attitude, there's a change of compromise. For instance, the Secretary General of the United Nations asked us to organize what he called a coalition for ambition. We have been able in a few weeks to commit 66 countries, one out of every three, to become carbon neutral before 2050. One of them is Chile. Chile is already moving in that direction, basically with four tools. First of all, we are decarbonizing 100% of our energy matrix. Second, we are changing the fuel of our public transportation system from fossil fuels to electricity. Third, we are establishing very high standards of energy efficiency in all sectors, and we are undertaking a huge effort to increase deforestation and to increase the level and the quantity of our forests. With those four main reason, a main instrument we will be able to achieve, hopefully before 2050. A few weeks ago, in Osaka, in the G20 meeting, six countries started with this commitment. Spain, Italy, France, Germany, the UK, and Chile. Now we have 66 countries. And not only that, more than 100 cities, more than 100 big enterprises have also achieved this commitment of becoming carbon neutral. For doing that is something that is absolutely needed. Chile was one of the first countries in the world to ban plastic bags. A plastic bag takes less than 1 second to be produced. It is used on average not more than 15 minutes, and it takes 400 years to biodegrade. 400 years contaminating our oceans and our land. Actually, if we project the course that we are following now, very soon there will be more plastic bags than fish in our oceans. And that's another tendency that we need to change. To protect the environment and the biodiversity of our planet Earth, it's not only an environmental commitment, it's a moral commitment. It's something that we do. We owe it to our son, to our children, to grandchildren, and the generation that will come, because they also have the right to live in this planet Earth. We are the first generation to suffer the consequences of climate change and global warming, and the last one that can do something to avoid a tragedy. And that's a huge responsibility. But I'm optimistic, because we have just participated or organized a summit to protect the rainforest, another one to protect the ocean, and the last one, which was called by the Secretary General of the United Nations, was in terms of climate change. And I see a huge change in attitude. We know too much to remain skeptical about what is happening with our climate and what is happening with the global warming. We have no right to just remain skeptical, wait and see what will happen. We have a duty, a moral duty to act, and I think that the whole world is understanding that. I would like to thank the young people that are pushing us to go faster, to go further, because that's something absolutely necessary. The message has been received, and we are taking action. And I hope that in the COP that we will celebrate in Chile by December of this year, we will make big, significant progress in order to change the course of history and avoid the tragedy and control our climate and stop our global warming. The time is now. The time for action is now. Let's move. Thank you very much.